From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces say that they have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al-Anwar field to other insurgents in 2013. SDF says with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, Sunday it recaptured the field. And meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday promoted improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson, participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh, told the Saudi king and Iraqi prime minister that their improving links showed great potential. The top U.S. diplomat said the United States is grateful for this progress. And someone said that we are facing in our region serious challenges in the form of extremism. The World Health Organization rescinded Sunday its appointment of Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, as a goodwill ambassador. He became head of the WHO in July and had announced his appointment of Mugabe 2 days earlier during a conference in Uruguay, saying that the Zimbabwe could influence his peers in his region and praising the country's commitment to providing health care for all. Exit polls indicate that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. A TBS television poll has Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition retaining the two-thirds supermajority. This is VOA News. The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, announced Saturday that he would dismiss Catalonia's separatist government and call for new elections and attempt to prevent the semi-autonomous region from declaring its independence.
Pro-independence activists on the streets of Barcelona made their disapproval heard Saturday. They also demanded the release of two independence leaders who were jailed Monday night by Spain's national court on charges of sedition. Separatist leaders and their supporters are not deterred. Catalan separatists thought their disputed referendum earlier this month would mean more freedom from Spain and not less. But the Spanish government Saturday began a legal process to curb Catalonia's self-rule powers, saying it plans to remove the region's leaders and take control.
I think it's going to be civil disobedience. Catalan side, the independence movement, is very focused on avoiding any kind of violence.
Catalonia's regional government says the October the 1st referendum, deemed illegal by Madrid, has given it a mandate to break from Spain, but suspended immediate separation so there could be talks with Madrid.
That is VOA's Jamie Detmer reporting. While tensions on the Korean Peninsula continue to run high, experts and U.S. officials say the key to de-escalate the situation is China.
The Trump administration has successfully brought about new wide-ranging U.N. sanctions against the North Korean regime. But as in the past, such moves require help from Beijing.
And the reason is simple. It's money. China controls 90% to 95% of the Korean economy. They have the land border with North Korea. They control the ocean and the sea around it if they desire to. China could shut down North Korea instantly.
General Keane agrees that a diplomatic solution depends on involving China.
China is completely complicit here. They tolerated North Korea having nuclear weapons. They tolerated North Korea having ballistic missiles. They tolerated North Korea developing intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Despite China's condemnation of Pyongyang's latest nuclear and missile activities, it hopes to avoid a collapse of the North Korean regime and the refugee influx across the border. But some experts argue that without China's help in solving the problem, South Korea and Japan are at risk.
Niger authorities say at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to the one that killed 4 U.S. Green Berets and 4 Nigerian troops October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.